From Clocher Valley in County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you join us as Gospel Minister the Reverend Peter McIntyre is here to let the Bible speak and preach Christ in all His fullness.
Good afternoon, you're very welcome to our program. In a few minutes we'll commence a new study into the Psalm 23. First of all, please listen to the Kenyan Children's Choir singing their version of The Lord's My Shepherd. Psalm 23, a Psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. May the Lord bless the reading of His word to our hearts. Over the next few weeks, I wish to consider the Good Shepherd. It is a glorious title for God, isn't it? He is the God of glory. He is the one who created the heavens and the earth. But He is a shepherd. And we can link all of the attributes of God. We can link the mighty being of God in with this special characteristic which denotes His relationship to mankind. He is our shepherd. It's a glorious title. It is a comforting title. Sheep need a shepherd. Left to themselves, they scatter hither and thither. They get into all kinds of danger. Sheep are creatures which are foolish. They are dumb. They need looking after if they are to survive. And we are just like the sheep. Isaiah 53 tells us, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way. Mankind is as foolish as the sheep. Yes, we think we are clever. We think we are intelligent. We think we are rational beings. But when it comes to spiritual things, we are foolish. We only have to look at society all around us to see people attempting this pleasure, trying out this activity, all to discover peace. And yet peace is elusive. The only peace we will ever find is that which is found in Jesus Christ. It is only when we are under His shepherding and guiding influence that we will discover safety, that we will discover our purpose in life. This great psalm teaches us so much about ourselves and our need of God. Today I wish to consider the first stanza. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. There are two things I want to teach you about the personality of the Good Shepherd, because that is what we discover here. The Good Shepherd's personality. Who is he? Firstly, let us notice his name. The psalmist says, the Lord. And if you are following your reading through, and if you have an authorized version in front of you, you will see that the word Lord is in capital letters. And that is significant. Every time you see the word Lord capitalized like this in the authorized version, we know that in the Hebrew language, a very special name for God has been recorded. The name for God, which the translators of the authorized version translated using the capital letters for Lord, was the name Jehovah. This was a most significant name for God in the Hebrew language. There was no name more special than this, no name more holy than this. Whenever a scribe came to write out the name Jehovah, now remember, the scribes were important people in the ancient Jewish economy because there were no printing presses. The Bible could only be passed on from generation to generation by faithful men who painstakingly copied out the word. And they were constantly writing out the entire Hebrew Bible from beginning to end. Whenever they wrote out the Hebrew Bible carefully, they came to the name Jehovah. And before they would write out the name Jehovah, they would wash their pen. They would bathe their bodies, because they had to be clean before writing down this sacred name for God. This was a very special name, a name that was revered, a name that was feared, because this was the highest, most glorious name for God that any man could read. Therefore, the Jewish people, they would glorify God using this name. They would praise God using this name. For example, in Psalm 103, also a psalm of David, David said in the verse 1, bless the Lord, that's bless Jehovah, O my soul and all that is within me, bless his holy name. What was he saying there? With my whole being, with my heart, with my soul, I will praise the Lord. I will bring glory to God. I will honor God. In the Psalm 105 verse 3 we read, glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. So the psalmist taught the people that they were to seek the Lord and they were to rejoice as they sought the Lord. And they were to glorify the Lord. They were to magnify the Lord. God taught the people that they were to reverence his name. Therefore, in the fourth commandment, he said, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. For the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Sadly today, many, many people abuse the name of God. They use the name of God as a swear word. And that's wrong. It's blasphemy to take the name of your Creator and treat it in such a profane fashion. It's sinful beyond all measure. There are other people who, whilst they might never take the name of the Lord as a swear word, they pretend to be Christians, and yet in secret they're not. That's blaspheming the name of God as well. There are many people today in our society who treat the Lord's Day just like any other day. That's God's special day. It should be set apart for holy use. We shouldn't use it for our own practices, for our own pleasures. That's taking the name of the Lord our God in vain. We should be careful how we treat God, his name, and the things of the Lord, lest we commit blasphemy. Let us think carefully about God as we travel through life. That's the name of the Good Shepherd. Secondly, please think about the nature of the Good Shepherd. This name Jehovah, it literally means I am that I am. It was the name that God used for himself whenever Moses stood before him at the burning bush. And as Moses stood before the bush that burned and continued to burn and would not burn out, the voice came out of the bush and it simply said, I am, I am. And that's the name Jehovah. Jehovah is the God who never changes, the God who is eternal, the God who was never born, the God who will never die, and the God who has a power that can never become more powerful because he is infinite. A God who is wise beyond all wisdom because he is omniscient. He is God. There is none like him. He is the God of creation. He is the God who sustains our lives. We are here today because of God. God is in control. And the world will come to an end. When God decides, it will come to an end. And it will end one day. But it will be God's time, not man's. Because God is in control, you see. He is the creator. And the same God who fashioned this world, sustains this world. And he will bring this world to a conclusion. He is a God who is holy, and his holiness is immutable. It is unchangeable. His holiness is inflexible. And that means he's a God of justice, because where there is holiness, there must be justice. And where there is holiness, sin is despised and sin is hated. And God hates sin. He is grieved when he sees the sin of humanity, his fallen creature. And therefore this God has created a place called hell to cast sinners for eternity. But this same God, who is a God of holiness, inflexible holiness, is also a God of wonderful grace and of wonderful love. And that is why he can call himself our shepherd. Because he sent his Son Jesus Christ into the world. And the reason why he sent his Son was for this cause, that sinful men going to hell might be redeemed by the blood that his Son would shed on Calvary's cross. Therefore, Paul wrote that God spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all. He took his own Son and he offered him as a sacrifice for mankind, in order that fallen sinners might come into his fold of everlasting grace. Perhaps you're like the person who's drifting through life without hope, going to meet the God of judgment. Come today, visit the God of love as he revealed himself at the cross. Come and receive your sins forgiven, and you will know the one who is the shepherd, your personal shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. Thank you very much for listening.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. If we can be of any further spiritual help, or if you would like to receive some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Welland Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. That's Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Willand Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. You may hear Mr. McIntyre preach each Lord's Day here in Clocher Valley Free Presbyterian Church at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8952-1611. 028-8952-1611. We assure you of a very warm welcome at all the services and look forward to having you visit with us. Thank you for listening today. May the Lord richly bless you. And don't forget to tune in on this same station at the same time next week, when once again we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.